get a good feeling.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I love this story. All right, so check this out. This headline says, 7-year-old organizes mini prom for his babysitter. That's what the headline says. Actual headline, knowing what I know from being a 7-year-old having a babysitter back in the day.
Yeah.
7-year-old in love with babysitter. So this kid in Raleigh, North Carolina decided, you know what? My babysitter, she didn't get a prom. I haven't seen her since quarantine. He's missing her, obviously.
Right.
I get it. I totally get this kid. So he said, you know what, Mom? Let's plan a prom for me and my babysitter, Rachel, so that she can have a prom. And she actually was touched, and she wore the same dress that she had picked out for real prom. They set it up in the backyard.
We had Chick-fil-A, tropical smoothie, and we had everything I know she loves.
He even remembered, like, my favorite drink. It was really sweet. It was really thoughtful.
Oh, my gosh.
Young Curtis wore a suit and bow tie. And,
a bow tie even.
They had chicken nuggets.
Ugh. Just makes my heart happy. How sweet.
I know. And they danced in the backyard, socially distanced with the pool noodle, of course. They're not animals.
With the pool noodle.
With the pool noodle. I mean, Kara,
yes.
I know sometimes you get frightened by the names that I remember from my past.
Yes.
Laura Potter.
Uh-huh.
I just searched for her on Facebook.
Oh, well,
she was my babysitter when I was about that age. I was madly in love with her. I didn't even know what love was. But I remember she was sitting in the recliner, and I went over to pretend to repair the recliner, like the handle had, quote-unquote, fallen off.
Right.
I'll fix this for you. I was running around. I mean, she was waited on hand and foot all day long. I searched for her on Facebook this morning. I can't. There's so many Laura Potters in the world. No mutual friends. Can anybody help me reconnect with Laura Potter?
I don't think it's just a boy thing, like boys being in love with their babysitters, because I was in love with my babysitter too, and I wish I could remember his real last name, but we called him Big Sean. He was the boy that lived down at the end of the street that was a little bit older, that loved my parents and loved like coming to hang out with us. So my mom would like pay him to come and like chill with us when they wanted to go out. And Big Sean was the biggest dreamboat of all times. And he went off to do like underground rave parties and would come back and bring me the tapes.
Just your
like
type
cassette
of guy.
Tapes.
Just
oh
your type
gosh.
Of guy. All right. So we need to listen. We're on the radio in Atlanta. We need to do a national search for Laura Potter and Big Sean.
And Big Sean.
Get some outfits, some chicken nuggets, some pool noodles. Come on.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.